More with Mo. My name's Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLandRadio.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man that is the son of the Julieland universe, Mr. Richard Avery.
Welcome to my, I guess my, I was going to say world, universe.
Universe, yeah, there's a big difference.
I know, that's right.
So how are things in the Julieland universe?
Amazing. Amazing, as always.
It's always sunny in your world.
Exactly. I never thought about that, but yes, very much so.
So we are now over 150 episodes.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
I know.
That is obscene.
I know.
I did some basic math because that's pretty much all I had going. And that's close to like 75 hours worth of podcasting.
That's 75 hours that I wish I could get back.
That you would never get back. That's like almost two full work weeks.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, no, it's pretty insane. That's 3 days straight that people could listen to us babble on with amazing guests. We always have amazing guests, but listen to us babble on, much like I'm doing right now.
Okay, so...
So today we're going to get to know someone.
Who are we going to get to know?
We are going to get to know Allison Ray. Allison.
Hi.
Welcome to More with Mo.
Like thanks for having me.
A little woo.
Nice spin.
You know, every so often I pull shit off. So, Allison, tell you what, we'll just make this nice and easy for me. Start off, tell me about yourself.
About me?
Sounds like a first date. I just saw your profile on Match.com.
Go ahead.
I just had my 2-year porniversary.
Ooh. Wait. You start off with, tell me about yourself, and it's, I just had my 2-year porniversary. Come on, there's got to be more about you.
Something happened before that.
Something happened before. No. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
I had a list.
Oh, sorry.
I had a list. You cut me off early. I am a dancer. I like to do ballroom, Latin, and swing dancing. I also like to country two-step and go line dancing. I do that like every week.
Lap dancing?
Line dancing. I don't have any experience lap dancing yet.
My doctor has been doing ballroom dancing for many, many years.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
We talk about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make you feel like a princess or something?
Sometimes, because there's pretty costumes that you have to wear for competition. They can be very fairy-like. And
do you do contests?
Yeah, I do a couple competitions with my team. We do about 3 a year. I usually compete in 2 a year because the travel gets expensive and costumes are really expensive. And
where do you practice at?
I practice at school.
Oh, okay, cool.
Nice. So where do you come from?
I'm from Sacramento originally.
Wow, long ways away.
It's not that far.
It's like,
I'm joking.
It's like 5 hours. On a good day.
5.5 hours. I've driven there a few times for political reasons. It's a rough. So you grew up in the state capital. Mm-hmm. Any interest in going into politics since you grew up there?
No.
No.
Not at all. And now I can't.
Hey, you can go into porn politics. It's loads of fun. They love talking to us. Exactly. So you grew up in Sacramento. What'd you want to be when you grow up? Or did you want to be when you grew up?
I bounced around a lot. I remember the first career day at school. I went as a teacher with a little bun in my hair and like a little, like my mom got a hanger and stuck a little eraser on the end of it. So like, you know, the teacher's pointer at the chalkboard. So I wanted to be a teacher for a long time. And then I wanted to be a pom-pom girl in a parade because I thought that was a job.
It is a job. Not a very good paying job.
Yeah, I was just going to say, lousy benefits.
And then after that, I went from wanting to be a writer to an interior designer to getting a career in psychology, which is what I'm doing right now. I don't know exactly what I want to do. I don't really want to be a therapist, and I don't really want to go into research. I think I might do something that's a little more hands-on, because I'm also a sociology and criminal justice major. Ooh. As well. I have 3 majors. Well, so
with all this sociology and all this type of stuff, you are in the perfect industry right now to learn about crazy people.
Yeah, I'm actually doing my thesis on it.
On people that are nuts.
Smart girls rule.
You know who did a really good work with the adult industry is Dr. Chantel Tibbles, friend of the show. We haven't had her on in a long time, but she's a sociologist, and she wrote a lot about the industry in a very fair and intelligent way that was not the evils of pornography. It was actual honest, you know, opinions and stuff. And it was really cool. And I've always really respected her work like that.
Was it a book or an article?
She's done a couple books. She's written articles. She's done lectures. She's done a little bit of everything.
I'm going to have to get the names of those from you, so I have some more literature for that thesis.
There you go. So you've now, as you said, you've been in the adult industry. Look at that. I say it all the time, and I couldn't say it that time. The adult industry for 2 years now. You just celebrated the pornoversary. So how's it been?
It's been good. I've done a lot of traveling. So while most girls would say, oh, I've been in for 2 years, and they've been shooting for a consecutive 2 years, mine is more like 8 months, because that's how long I've actually been in town to be able to shoot. So it's been off and on. It's, you know, sometimes it's hard with traveling. Like, people aren't always available when you're available, but since I've been living here, it's been great.
A lot easier when
lot easier. You know, you get a lot of last minute stuff and, but it's been good.
And everybody has schedules, and it's difficult when you go through and say, okay, I have, you know,
this, and you all have to squeeze me in at this
exactly.
time.
Exactly. And these are the movies, and it's like, okay, sorry, when you're here, I have nothing for you.
Right.
Oh, okay. You know, I actually just got hit up this morning by a girl who gave me like I'm going to be here, and she gave me like a 5-day window. And it's like, if you can hire me, great. And I'm like, nope, I got nothing for you. But, you know, it's like, how am I supposed, and most likely she'll get hired, but it's that last minute. Living here is so much easier, and I hear this from girls all the time.
Yeah, it's, well, on one hand it's easier, on the other hand, not so easy. I mean, the cost of living here is twice as much, so you kind of take the good with the bad.
Okay, that's true. I've lived here a long time, so I live in rent control, so I'm fine where I am.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So what have you done in the past 2 years or 8 months, depending on how we're going to define this? what have you done that you're the most proud of?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Or should be, who have you done?
Who have I done that I'm proud of?
Yeah.
Well, I've done your penthouse pet of the year on and off camera.
Whoa.
So I'm super proud of that.
Wait. This penthouse pet of the year?
Yeah, Kenna James.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm jealous.
She's not mine. She is owned and operated by Penthouse.
Wasn't she
corporation?
Wasn't she made by Penthouse? Manufactured?
Yes, we manufacture pets.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Something like that.
We're like the we adopt. and then once they're done with their month, we send them off into
a
family.
So the whole thing of adopt a pet has a whole different meaning
exactly,
to you guys.
Exactly.
Let's just adopt another pet.
So besides working with the lovely Kenna James, who is a friend of the show, what else have you done that you are proud of?
I've done a couple features. Mm-hmm. I was in Kay Brandt's Safe Landings, which was a lot of fun. And I recently did Forked, which I don't think has been released yet.
Forked?
Yes, Forked.
Tell me it's a cooking.
It's
the sequel to Spooned.
Nice.
And the prequel to Knifed.
I think
trilogy.
I think it's her take on Chopped, basically.
Okay.
So the idea was like, there's a big house party. Actually, you know what? I don't know that I can say that.
Oh, she's unable to disclose.
Yeah, I know. It was a house party. I know that she didn't want to say it on social media or anything like that, because she didn't want the idea to be taken before it came out. And I don't know if she's actually come out with what
so
it actually was.
So it's top secret. That's all good.
It's super
it's
top
good.
Secret.
Don't worry. Nobody listens to the show.
Three people.
Us
two.
Exactly. And somebody else. I have a couple people on Twitter that listen. They're nice. And the only reason why I know they listen is because they actually take quotes from the show. And I'm like, yes, they actually listened to 15 minutes in.
So I got a question.
Yes.
What got you into adult?
Well, there's two ways, actually, kind of. So there was a time when I went and got my first professional massage, and like the whole time the guy was really hot, and I was like, wait, do they have happy ending massage parlors for girls? And, fuck
her. They
do. Well, I couldn't find one, not in my town at least. And so I'd watched Fucked Hard 18 for, let's say, X amount of years, because we're not going to talk about that.
No, but it's like, I know, I've shot
Reality Kings?
No, it's his own website. It's actually, if you know Amateur Allure,
I know
Amateur Allure. They go through the same. If you have a subscription to Amateur Allure, you have a subscription to Tart 18 and like Glory Hole Swallows.
I'm a huge fan.
Oh, Glory Hole Swallows.
It's like their own little thing.
I'm a huge fan of Amateur Allure. I used to look at their stuff years ago.
I adore them.
I don't know these people, but I, as their site, like years ago when he first started up, whatever, whoever he was, I was always like, this is really cool.
Ray's amazing. I love
him. Is he? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I was always like, this is what I thought, like, as far as a business and a porn thing, I thought it was really, really good. And I think they've done really well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I just
always... They take pictures in the front of the same TV all the time.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Yeah, but I just think as a business, I'm sure their business model is pretty... It's successful, and they get all these new girls, and I know tons of girls who have done it, so...
Yeah.
They do pretty well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Have you done Amateur Allure?
3 times.
There you go.
Well, she was more of a professional on the 3rd time.
Exactly.
Well, he
professional allure.
He says that... the viewers like me because I, even though now they know me and they know that I know what I'm doing, I still act in a way that's not super performance-y. They like the amateur.
Okay, that's how I am in my life, too. I make sure it doesn't look like a performance and it doesn't have to last 30 minutes. That's just how my world works.
Let's go back to the question. I'm sorry.
I got off subject. So I wanted a happy ending massage, and I was like, oh, so I went to like the Become a Model tab on his website, and I wrote up the email, put my pictures on there, saved it in my drafts, never sent it. And then like, I want to say it was a month or two later, me and my boyfriend of the time went on a swingers website. And we found a couple who was close to our age, and we started to get to know each other. And I'm like, oh, what do you do? And she's like, oh, well, I'll tell you, but you can't freak out. I was like, okay, what? She's like, well, I do porn. And I was like, that's cool. Tell me about it. And I got curious, and I was like, I want to try it. So she helped me get in, and here I am.
Wow.
That's a good story.
Yeah, I've heard lots of stories, and that's a new one.
Yeah, that's totally a new one. That's
and fun. Did your boyfriend like you running around with swinging? Could he handle it? Because a lot of guys can't handle
it. I think it was more my thing. I kind of talked him into wanting to do that. So we never actually got around to swinging.
Yeah.
But he was cool with me doing porn. He didn't do the whole thing. Oh, you can only perform with girls. Like my first scene was girl, but my next after that was a boy, girl.
Right.
And I think the pressure might've gotten to him a little bit, and we did split, a couple of months in, but he was okay with it.
That's good. And then did you then go back to resend that email that you'd been sitting there?
No, at that point, I had actually met the owner of Fucktard 18. Ray actually introduced me to him the first time I shot with them. So right after the scene, I was like, hey, like, let's go get food. So we went to get food. And at the same time, I can't remember the guy's name, texted him. He was like, let's hang out. So we all hung out, and I met him. But I still haven't gotten to shoot for them.
No.
They weren't shooting the past couple of times I've come out. So I'm just kind of patiently waiting.
Now that you're here, you can patiently wait.
Yeah.
So who was your first scene with?
My first scene was with Cherie DeVille
for
Lethal Hardcore.
Wow. Okay, we're really doing that too much today.
We've been doing this too long.
I like it. It makes me feel interesting.
You are. You're very interesting.
We love Cherie. We had her on the show a couple times. I've known her for a few years. I've been on set with her a number of times. We had her on the show. She's amazing. She's one of my favorite people out in the industry. So that was your first one. Usually I don't know the name of the other girl or the guy that the first time's with, because it's usually lower end or, website that nobody's ever heard of, that type of stuff. So, who was your first guy then?
My first guy was Bradley Remington for Team Skeet.
Don't know him. I knew there'd be somebody.
Yeah.
But you probably won't even know the girl either. It was a boy, girl.
So that was your second scene is a three way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, before you did Sherry, did you do girls in your personal life before you got there?
I want to say it was one threesome prior to doing porn. I'd always wanted to be with a girl, but I didn't really know how to come on, because girls are mean.
Yes, they are.
So you can't be like, hey, I'm attracted to you. Like, let's go on a date and then see what happens.
I want to fuck your brains out.
Right. So I had never had the chance to be with a girl. So Cherie was like my first girl. Well,
that's awesome.
And you know what's super funny? Kenna and I found out it was the last trip she had out here, that I had never had sex with a girl off camera. So we had sex.
Ooh. Can you tell Kenna that I've never had sex with a girl off camera either? You haven't either, right?
No, I've never.
Let's let her know. Maybe she'll hook us up.
I've had sex with a girl on camera. So yeah,
exactly. Off camera, me never.
I'll hold a camera if that's necessary. tell me what do we need to do here? Exactly. Kenna only does girls, though, so it has to be off camera.
Put a wig on.
I can rock it. I have boobs.
Exactly. Wow. So like, she was nice enough to say, "Hey, did you say
that?"
Well,
we're like best friends.
I know, but did you say that with the idea of like, "Hey, I want to hook up with her," or did that? Well, it's like surprise.
We kind of like, every time we hang out, we hook up, but we make videos. So we're like into each other.
Let's put the camera down for this one.
And like, we were just like at home after shopping, making out. And I was like, "Hey, I've never had sex with a girl off camera." And she's like, "Okay, let's do it."
That's kind of like this dumb story years ago for my Julie Land. One of my favorite girls in the world, Heather Vandeven, who was Pet of the Year. I shot her for Pet of the Year and everything like that. One day she calls me up and I was really in a bad mood. And she's like, she lived by me. So I was like telling her like, "Oh, you know, I'm just not in a good mood today." Why? She goes, "Why?" I go, "Because every time I get tired of shooting girls masturbating. Da, da, da. Nobody ever does this for me without a camera." I was like, and she goes, "I'll come over." And like, literally, she just came over 10 minutes later, masturbated for me, sat on my floor, masturbated without a camera. She says, "How's that?" I was like, "Thanks." And then she left. I was like, that just made my day. Like, that she was so nice enough to do that for me. That's what a friend does. And it was like so sweet of her to do. Like,
I need to find some of these friends.
Yeah, you need better friends.
Yeah, you do.
I need better friends. I need friends that are more with benefits. Is the cool thing.
No, those are trouble.
I am single and ready to mingle.
Super trouble. Like, friends with benefits are never just friends.
No,
it always gets complicated.
It always does.
Always.
Great. Thanks.
I always say back in my day, we'd always say you went friends with a backstage pass, so that backstage pass can always get revoked and then they can't come backstage.
I like that.
So we always say, "Oh, you got a backstage pass. You can come in," and then like, "You're annoying. We're taking it away. Go away."
That works. Great. No, I mean, I work in the industry. I need to have more friends because they all have sex. It's like, and they have sex they don't want to have sex with.
Yeah, but the trick is, do you have to just be, you have to bring something to the table.
I bring nothing to the table.
You know, because like you say to them, "Hey, I'll shoot some content for you." Then they, "Oh, cool." You have to bring something to the table.
Oh, I shoot POV BJ.
There you go.
See? Mm-hmm. Ta-da.
I can't tell you how many guys do that.
A lot?
There's a lot.
Alice is like, 1, 2, 3, like 150?
I have
and it works.
I have legitimate, yes, it does. I have legitimate resume. I have movies that went through Adam and Eve, through Madness
you
Pictures.
Do.
I have Asa Akira on the box cover of one of my movies. I have a resume. Here.
You do?
Yeah. I can call any agent in this industry, except for Derek, and have no problems whatsoever getting a girl.
Yeah. Well, what's stopping you?
I know. Money.
I know.
I need to go out and start hooking and get some money.
Exactly. So, Allison, do you like living in LA?
It's different.
And how long have you been in LA now, full time?
3 months.
Whoa. You're a rookie.
Wait a second. Yeah. What part of town do you live in?
I live in the outskirts. Like, I'm not a city girl, which is kind of why I don't like living here.
Oh, are you a valley girl then?
Yeah.
Oh.
Way out there, like Canoga Park, Tarzana. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Farther.
Oh, wow.
I like being that far.
You like it far?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't really live in LA. That. You
not
live
really.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, in a little shack, just like no,
with
behind.
A zip code 00000.
She lives in Palmdale.
Exactly. Right up
where
the 14th.
Bakersfield.
Avenue K. I always think of it. Palmdale, I think of Avenue K.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so you don't live the city life. It's not like you're living in K-Town. It's not like you're living downtown or in Hollywood or something.
No, it's not really for me.
Really? So what do you like? Hollywood's great.
There's too many people. Way too many people. Too loud.
Yeah.
So do you come into town? Do you come into the big city
to shoot?
That's
when
it?
I mean we've only been here for 3 months and we don't really have a ton of friends who we hang out with yet. You know, like we have acquaintances in the industry, but no one's like, "Hey, look, come out with us tonight." Because then we're like, we don't even know what's over here, so we can't invite people to go do stuff over here, and no one wants to drive all the way to us. So it kind of. We don't get out here much.
3 months though is really new. That's like in my mind, that's like one day. Like honestly, like
it's gone by
I tell
really fast.
My friends who come here all the time when they move here. A friend of mine just moved here less than a month ago, Pony. Mm-hmm. And I tell her all the time, is like, you have to, it's like the first 2 years is like the get to know period. Like the whole figuring out who your friends are, who's not, get to know the traffic side of things. Like the whole LA takes like 2 years to really get down to figure it all out.
It was funny. I was way out in the fucking like Sylmar. And I went through and I was like, I did the math of where I was going. And I went on the 210 to the 130, or to, I'm sorry, the 210 to the 5, I'm sorry, the 210 to the 118 to the 5 to the 170 to the 134, because I was heading out to Burbank. And it's like five different freeways. Where else do you go where you have to, where you can go, oh, so how'd you get here? And you just list off freeway numbers. Yeah. And people go, oh, okay.
Yep.
It's LA. That's part of the
traffic. The number of highways amazes me.
The traffic sucks.
Yeah.
No matter what day or time it is, always sucks.
But Allison got here from the middle of nowhere, so that was here to the home of Julie Land in Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. So Allison, who do you want to work with?
Oh, there's so besides many Mo people. Reese. There's so many people. Girls.
Name some hot girls.
I would love to work with Kimmy Granger.
So would I.
Don't know her.
Oh, I so want to work with Kimmy.
I'll look her up.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. Gia Page. And they're like best friends. So like having them together would be ideal.
Okay.
And I also really like Aaliyah Love. We did like a hand job scene together, but like we didn't get to interact very much. So I would like to work with her as well.
Aaliyah's great. I haven't seen her in a while.
She's Kimmy so nice. I really like her. And then I also like Carter Cruz.
Carter, yes.
Yeah. She's been around a while.
Yeah, for a couple years. Yeah. She's great. I was around really early in her career. She was working with Wicked quite a bit. And, you know, great girl. She's always fun. She's too busy now DJing to hang out and go do stuff. You know, she's a busy girl.
It's good to be busy.
So who is the worst girl you've worked with?
Worst girl? I don't know that I really had. I haven't had a lot of girl scenes.
Okay.
I think I counted them the other day. It was like 28. So
that's quite a few girls. Maybe not in the world of porn of being a lot of girl scenes, but that's quite a bit of, you've been eating some pussy.
Yeah, but I've also been booked with the same girls multiple times. So I would say I've been with maybe like 15 girls in the industry, and most of them have been wonderful.
So what,
ask her the question.
Did you miss the question?
I think I thought I heard that.
Because you've been distracted by your phone.
I was looking up Kimmy Granger.
Oh. So what about guys? Who do you like in the guy world?
Who do I like or who do I want to work with?
Who do you like and who do you want to work with?
Okay. You might laugh at me, but I really like working with Chad White. You're going to laugh at me.
So does Kimmy Granger.
So does Kimmy Granger. I also really like Ryan Driller. Uh-huh. He has been like a big crush of mine since I got in, and I got to do a scene with him like 2 months ago. So that was a lot of fun. And as far as guys I haven't worked with, oh wait, I really like Damon Dice. Mm-hmm. He's a new favorite.
A lot of the girls like Damon.
Damon Dice. That's a good name.
I like him.
Male porn.
He's a fun guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had, who did we have on? We had Ryan on, didn't we?
Driller. Yeah.
Yeah. He was really nice.
Yeah. No.
I Ryan's, liked Ryan a lot.
We've had Ryan on twice, I think.
Yeah. Maybe? Get him back.
Yeah. We need Ryan to get him back.
Like, I have this thing about male porn stars. I mean, they're like, I always say, like, one out of every 10 is, like, really cool and nice guy and normal guy. Then there's the other ones that are just, like, really weird to me.
Mm.
You know, they're just, like, really strange.
Right.
But I thought Ryan was really cool.
Ryan's a cool guy. And I have a crush on him, too. He's dreamy.
He is dreamy. No, but, like, there's, like, you know, there's another one that I just met recently that I thought really liked. I'll think of his name.
Who do you want to work with? It's your wish list.
I'm trying to think of guys. I'm not sure that there are really any left that I haven't worked with. I've done a lot of boy girl.
Slut.
I know.
Nice.
I mean, there's still plenty that I have not worked with, but I don't particularly, they're not particularly on my wish list. I'm just like, I'm like, I could, I couldn't. It's okay.
I can do it.
Do you do anal?
No.
Are you planning to?
I don't think so. There was a point where I was like, all right, yeah, I'm ready to do anal, but I find it difficult and not so much enjoyable in my personal life, and I just can't imagine being able to do it with a complete stranger if that's how I am at home.
Alcohol. I'm just saying, alcohol.
Why do you think all the girls take Xanax every day? There you go.
There is nothing wrong with Xanax.
I know.
I am prescribed Xanax. How do you think I put up with this?
Xanax is your best friend.
Yes. I don't know. Xanax and chill.
Yeah.
Exactly. My philosophy is like, if I have to be on something to do something, I probably shouldn't be doing it anyway because I'll regret it later.
Very good. That's a perfect philosophy. Yeah, you have to, like, girls through the years, I've always said to everybody, like, you have to do what you're literally comfortable with doing. Because mm-hmm. I also think, even if you're doing stuff that you're not comfortable, and you're like, I'm doing it, I always say it ends up showing in your face that you're like, mm-hmm. I'm doing this, and yeah, it's paycheck or whatever, but you can just tell, and I'm like, who wants to see that? Like, you're like, I'm doing something I really don't like doing, but I'm doing it anyways. And it's like, it's not good. Not good as a performance.
Talking about a paycheck, who do you want to pay you? What company do you want to pay? Get paid by?
Well, I haven't worked for any MindGeek companies, I think. I'm pretty sure. So I've been wanting to shoot for Twisties mm-hmm. or Brazzers. I think that's every girl's goal at some point. And I just haven't got... Well, I did get booked with Dean Capture for Twisties, but then it fell through. So...
It happens.
Yeah.
Any other? How about Girls Way? Have you worked with them yet?
I have worked with Girls Way. I adore Girls Way.
Yeah, I used to work with them a lot. Mm-hmm. Alan's a good guy, and they've been shooting some really solid stuff lately. I've been seeing some of their stuff, and so I recommend any of the girls that can get involved with them.
Sure. I'd really like to do one of their big features. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Bree, who is the producer and does the writing and some of the directing, she's amazing, and she's always produced really good stuff. And so I tell girls, if you can get in there, it's a good place, especially on the web. They have a great fan base, and you recently worked with Penthouse.
Yes, I did.
I've never heard of them, but I hear they're a big company. So did you have fun with that?
I had so much fun, and going back to Damon, it was great. I was super nervous because I've had like a sort of crush on him, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I could do this, like if I can hold myself together a lot, like long enough to like get this done. And then it was just wonderful, and it was great. So
nice,
good experience.
And it wasn't the it wasn't the most ideal setup.
No, it was not. We were in a basement that was probably at least 90 degrees by itself. Not to mention there were lights and maybe about 8 people down there adding to the heat. That was really fun.
So, yeah, no.
Oh, and not only that, but there were ants crawling up the wall right next to where we were having sex. And we didn't even have like a couch or a bed. We had an apple box and basically a tarp.
I have an apple box.
This was for a horror movie, so it all matches in for what we were shooting.
I have a half apple, too.
A half apple?
You know what a half apple is.
I know what a half apple is. I know what a quarter apple is. Even a pancake.
There you go.
Oh, look at that. I had to go all the way down to get to the pancake.
Exactly.
So, so not all scenarios, not all things that you shoot are always the easiest. Do you prefer when you get a couch or a bed, or what do you prefer to fuck on?
I don't really care as long as it's not a desk. But the funny thing...
Which is one of the more common ones. In other
words, don't try to have sex with her at Staples. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
I mean, I do it because I like the schoolgirl fantasy, and most schoolgirl fantasy scenes are going to want you on a desk. So for that reason, I'm like, okay, it's cool as long as I get to be in that schoolgirl persona. If I'm just like a teen and they're like, yeah, just be whatever. And I'm like, no, like, let me like really play it up. That's when I'm like, I really don't want to be on the desk or secretary stuff. I'm like, please don't. Can we just not? Let's go in his office that has a couch because it's really fancy. It's a fancy office.
He's a big boss. He has his own couch.
Now, you told us about a little bit of your life goals and what you're going to school for and things like that. What are your goals here in the adult industry? Do you have any future goals? Do you have an end date? Do you have how long you want to do this? What you want to achieve in that time?
Not particularly. My goal here is to have fun and enjoy myself and get to explore some stuff with people I wouldn't otherwise get to explore, because not all of the world is as open as we are in the industry. And just really enjoy my time here. I think when I'm done with school, I'll be done with porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Avery has his hand up. You have a question?
I have a question.
What's your favorite color?
Pink.
No. You don't do that. So, no, I want to ask, like, where did growing up in Sacramento, where did this openness come from? do you think?
Like, I think it's just like, inherent.
Really?
Yeah. My parents are super conservative Catholics. I was raised Catholic. I went through communion, confirmation, all that stuff. See, I went to a Catholic high school.
So I went to Catholic school to all the way up to fifth grade, and I was I'm the youngest of four, and I didn't get my confirmation. So ever since that, when I was a little kid, all the trouble I got into, because I got in a lot of trouble, my parents always said, he didn't get his confirmation. It was the one kid that didn't get the confirmation.
That's really funny.
And they always thought, he's possessed by the devil because of it. I was like, okay, whatever gets you guys through the day, I'm okay with it.
Possessed by the devil.
Yeah, they just always thought that was one of the reasons why I always got in trouble, was because I didn't get my confirmation.
Yeah, I'll tell them that that's not true, because I got my confirmation and I'm probably worse than you.
You are. Like, the kind of things I got in trouble at that time was like not a whole lot, but it was just for them, that was their reasoning. But do you think it's because you just kind of ran away from, because I know as a, I always tell people when I went to first grade and we had nuns and they were telling us all this crazy stuff about, Adam and Eve, I was just going like, that sounds crazy to me. It didn't make sense. Noah's Ark, I don't think that makes sense either. I just remember literally rebelling it from day one. Did you feel like that's what you had to do? Is you just questioned it and it didn't sound right?
I don't think so. There was a long period of time where I was very religious. I don't really know how I kind of got out of that. Honestly, it might actually have to do with the classes I was taking in college, because especially with sociology, you start seeing the world from different perspectives and you view people differently and their actions differently. And it's kind of like, I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Sausage Party yet.
Yep.
But it's okay. So it makes you think, right, about how religion could be this whole other thing. And that's why we made religion up. So you start viewing, your life a little bit differently. And I think that's when I was like, I'm just going to do what makes me happy, because if I just try to conform to what everybody else wants me to do, and that's not what I want to do, I'm not going to be a happy person. And if I sit here and I worry about what people are going to think or how it might affect me later, I'm not really living in now. And yeah, it's good to have future plans, but if you can't live your life because you're so worried about the future, then what's the point?
Very good.
For all the people who haven't seen Sausage Party, it's actually a funny movie, and all the food believes that when they're chosen that they go off to a greater place, and essentially they're playing off of, they don't know that they're going out to be eaten. They don't know. They all believe that it's this magical,
what a great premise.
And it's great, and they go off to this place, and then they start to find out, not giving any spoilers, it's in the trailer, then they find out that no, in fact, the humans are not these great beings, they're eating them. And
that's a really great premise.
It's amazing. It was amazingly written.
It's gotten great reviews.
Yeah, no, it's a really funny, and the cast is really funny, and it really works. So there's your movie review. So when you hear this, go out and rent Sausage Party.
So
we do this when we get to know people. We do 10 questions. Let's see.
First thing that comes to your mind, you have to answer.
Yeah.
One word.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't have to be a full description.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Here we go. What word or phrase do you say most during sex?
Fuck.
If you won a major award, who would you thank first?
My parents.
If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Oak.
Social media or social interaction?
Social interaction.
How long could you live without your cell phone?
About a week.
If you won $1 million, what would you buy first?
A house.
Not in LA.
Not in LA. Hell no.
You'd get an apartment in Palmdale. If you were stranded on an island, what one personal item would you want to have with you?
Hitachi?
Can a personal item be a person?
Yeah. Sure.
My boyfriend.
There you go.
Aww. Sunny day or a rainy day?
Rainy day.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Happy.
If you could have dinner with anyone living or dead, who would it be?
Any famous person?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I like that.
That's a good one.
That's, what's his name? Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. Would you talk about Green Lantern?
I hate superhero movies.
Yay!
And that's the end of the show. Allison Ray, thank you so much for coming out. I appreciate it. Where can your fans and everyone find you out there on the interwebs?
I am on Twitter at AlisonReyXX. And I'm also on ManyVids, AlisonRay.ManyVids.com.
What about Instagram?
Nope.
My
social interaction, not social media, remember?
Oh, so that's it. You just do Twitter and ManyVids. Just Twitter,
yes.
No Snapchat?
I have a Snapchat. I do not use it. I tried to, and I was like, you know what? This takes up too much of my time. I want to experience my day, not document it.
I agree. It annoys me.
So you have no Snapchat, Mr. Avery?
No.
No. You had to think about that for a second.
No, well, because I do think when you said that, because I did sign up for an account when it first came out, because I just always locked that stuff in, but yeah. I have never touched it.
Okay.
Don't you have one? Didn't you do one?
I do. Yeah. It's the average Mo on Snapchat. I lost my virginity from Jenna Sativa. It was quite fun. Well, my name is Mo Reese. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX, or Mox, as some people like to call me. On Instagram, I'm The Average Mo. And you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and listen to this show on TheAverageMo.com. Thanks for listening.